All right, it's Friday morning. Nice to have you along. Kind of cool and breezy out there. We'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. The St. Clair County Board of Commissioners met last night. Joining us right now to talk a little bit about some of the things going on at the county level of government from the County Commission District 1 seat, serving the Yale KPAC area in the western part of St. Clair County, Greg McConnell. Greg, good morning.
Good morning.
You've got all kinds of stuff going on, including this Great Lake to Lake Trail. You took some action on that last night. This is going to connect the western part and the eastern part, specifically Port Huron of Michigan. Tell us a little bit more about this trail.
Well, the trail ultimately wants to go from South Haven all the way to Port Huron. The trail has a lot of connectivity already. The Macomb Orchard Trail takes you through, you know, the Macomb County through Armada and Richmond and Romeo and into Rochester, and that's the end that we're going to be hooking up to. The one thing that we agreed to send to the full board last night and recommendation from the Park and Rec was that our endpoint be at Lighthouse Park. So that's where the trail would stop on our north end. Where we hook from there, that was the one thing that they wanted each county to pick was their endpoint. The spot that we hook up and the connectivity in between, that's got some time and it has to be looked at by lots of different people. There's some money that's going to be coming available in some grant situations and some different foundations that have funding available. And this has been a long time coming, and it's not going to happen overnight again, but there's a lot of planning that's going on, and that's how they started with some of the grants, is there's some good money for some good solid planning so that they can figure out how to get this trail from a safe standpoint. Instead of having people driving on the sides of roads, if we can get them off the roads and in a safe environment. So,
such a great idea, because we already have a network of trails across the state. This just essentially combines them, hooks them up, and what a great way to get people to come here from the west side of the state.
Oh, it's big tourism anymore, and we have the water end of things over here, and if we can get the bike end of things, we can become a nice destination so people can come and spend some time here and have activities to do.
One of the other things the board looked at last night was some improvements that you're going to make to the Marine City District Court.
Yeah, Marine City District Court has been there for many years, and it's a very active court. There's a lot more things that are being done there now than just court items. There's other county items that can be done there. And a lot of it has to do with security. There's the state is putting some mandates in place, and we're trying to be ahead of the game. It's all a safety issue when we bring in prisoners, and, you know, we didn't have a proper place to have them, and they were put together, and maybe they'd be handcuffed to a bench in a back room in a hallway while they were waiting, you know, their turn. And so there's going to be some type of cells put in place where we can have holding areas. And there's just too many things in today's society that are bad enough that we can't take a chance on having the public coming in and having issues. So just probably long overdue, and a lot of things get looked at today that weren't looked at 5 and 10 years ago.
Yeah.
because society is a little different today. So getting the process started and putting an RFP out so that we can start working on it. So the process is going. Hopefully, you know, by springtime they can have most of this done.
Great. I know a month or so ago the county hired a new animal control director to take some of that work away from the sheriff that was under his jurisdiction. And now there's a director of animal control. How's that working out? And I know there's a big event coming up this weekend to help out the animal shelter.
Yeah, Amy Warner's our new director. She's doing a fantastic job. She's really taken control. She was at the meeting last night and did a presentation on her last 6 weeks and things that have been done. And they have an empty shelter event that happens Saturday from 10 till 2. You can pre-register if you call over there or go online, or like Amy said, if they just show up, they're going to welcome them and, you know, do paperwork at the door when they come in. So we're very pleased. It really opened up a lot of time, I think, for the sheriff to, you know, do things that are much more important on his end. So we're very happy. This has been a great transition. We're getting a lot of positive feedback from people coming. The people that were coming to the meetings that were upset about some of the things going on are now coming back thanking us for the direction that we're in right now. So Amy's been doing a good job, and even if you don't want a dog, stop in and visit Amy and introduce yourself. She'd love to have you over there.
You know, one of the things that I know there were a lot of people that were not happy with how things were going at the animal shelter before her arrival, and they obviously voiced their opinions. One positive that came out of this, Greg, I think, is that it spurred a lot of people to volunteer. A lot of people, you know, that were unhappy with, you know, what they believed was going on at the animal shelter. They said, well, there's one way that we can improve it. We can become volunteers. And there's now an army of volunteers working at the animal shelter.
It's very amazing. And you're so right when you say that. So many people are quick to judge and they don't want to be part of the solution. But these people were very true to their meaning, and
yeah. And
they have stood up and they are volunteering, and it makes all the difference in the world. You know, when you get 30, 40, 50 people that are there to help walk dogs and help clean and keep the facilities in good order, you know, we're still on limited budgets, and we do more at our shelter than some because we're still animal control and a shelter. And so we're doing a lot of things that some pure shelters don't have to do, which is the enforcement end. So we have double duty when we're running animal control from the county level. And the nonprofit people that can come in and help, it makes all the difference in the world.
Absolutely.
The volunteers are huge.
Everything going well in the west part of St. Clair County these days, Greg?
Things are quiet right now.
Okay. That's good.
So, you know, as the county goes, financially good, it seems to help with everything, right? Our tax base continues to want to rise, and we're working on new budgets. We're talking about having a 2019 budget proposal in our November meeting. So we've had some small budget meetings going back and forth, looking at different items, and it makes it nice when you don't have to continue to cut programs and, you know, stagnant wages. And so hopefully we can continue this growth that we're in right now, stays at a modest level, and it's going to be good for everybody.
Absolutely. Good talking to you, Greg. We appreciate you checking in. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Bye now.